What's up, you beautiful souls? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I am your co-host, Gio.
And I'm Bart. And do you believe in the love language, like categories, like words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, quality time? Damn, I'm a love master. I know all of them.
Do I believe in them?
Yeah. Like, do you believe there's that, like, I'm the one thing? Or, because after I read it, I was like,
I don't know.
I was like, I think it works for guys, but I think for chicks, is all chicks are all of them. And I don't care how much they fucking lie and bullshit.
I think all guys are all of them, too. I think all people are all of them.
No. I think guys are predominantly, they got one big one, and the other ones are like, I think girls are like, theirs are way closer across the board.
I don't know. So for me,
because I talk to any chick, right? And you go like this.
Why are you talking to chicks?
Because I love them. But like, let's say I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'm going to put all the food on the table, right? Get you the car that you want. Beautiful house. Everything's going to be covered. I'm never going to compliment you ever again. Girls will be like, oh my God, my wealth's going to end. If you tell a dude, hey, every day you get a blowjob, and I'm gonna be really nice to you.
I don't know. We live in a different generation.
And if you go, but I'll never compliment you, dudes are like, I don't care so much about compliments.
I don't think that flies anymore.
We talking about?
I don't know. This generation of males now, like, everyone's in tune with their emotions, and I'm not presenting this in a negative light in any way.
My emotions are between my legs.
Yeah, and so is your fucking brain, because you're fucking dumb.
Why is it so big down there then?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Your hole is pretty gaping.
There's a lot of IQ in that hole.
No, there's not. I don't know. I don't know if like generalizing anything is ever good.
Well, not generalizing, but like, you know how there's that whole thing of like, some people are this, some people are this, some people are this.
Yeah, I don't agree with any of that.
Like, oh,
with like zodiac signs, right? Like, yeah. How many years was I like, this is bullshit. I'm not going to buy into this shit because they're generalizing this group of people, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to buy into that shit because, no, it's not true. And then they come out with, like, the moon sign and the sun sign.
I recently heard an explanation that makes me go, oh.
Yeah, I heard the same one, but go ahead.
Which one's yours?
Go.
No, you say it first.
Just say it.
No, I want you to sound dumb. And I'll sound smart right after.
Say it.
Where did you hear yours?
Say it.
No, you say yours.
Go.
Rock,
paper, scissors.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay, fine. So mine is, we'll go through a series of yes or no questions, right? Is your brain development affected by gravity?
See, that's the same thing that I was going to say.
Go ahead and you say it, the whole thing. Go.
No, go. I won, you son of a bitch.
Then stop trying to pretend like you're smart and take my thunder.
No, I'm not. We were in the same car when it was explained.
Really?
Yes. Go.
I don't even remember where I heard it from, but it's just in here. But is brain affected by gravity?
Yes.
Okay. So if you know that, then you also know that during different months, there's different tides and different gravitational pulls on the Earth. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So then, because of that, and it's a 12-month cycle, and there's cycles, then wouldn't there mean that there's similar gravitational pulls on certain months depending on the births?
Yes.
Exactly. So because of that, we do have these cycles and there's these certain gravitational pulls on the Earth as your brain is developing, then it's pulling on your brain in a way where every single month kind of have a certain characteristic or category of traits and personalities. And that's why that would be the closest to a scientific explanation of how horoscopes work.
Yeah. But what I was trying to get at is the reason why, and that's the same thing I heard. It was one of our friend's dad, because we did talk about that, and we did go down the fucking path of like, yeah, but it's a generalization, and, you know, you really can't buy on that stuff. And then he so eloquently came into the conversation very calm and with his deep voice and was like explaining that, and we were all like, huh. But my point I was trying to make is the reason why I don't like it is because people use these things as crutches. And sometimes they're like, I'm late because I'm a Taurus. And I'm like, nah, you're late because you just suck at time management.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with...
I don't like crutches for anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. So the same thing with love languages. Yes, I do feel like there is some truth to that. And I do love the idea of people now exploring what are the things that they enjoy and why they enjoy them, right? Like, how does their brain work? How does their emotions work? Like, I love when people are exploring themselves so that they can live a happier life and they can be of service to others and make other people happy, right? To that, I'm like, cool, I love that. But I don't think it just stops there. So when you do make this fucking joke, and I know you're joking, of like, but women are everything. We are all everything. You know, like, guys are everything too. Yes, some things will have more, like if they're all buckets, some buckets will need to be filled more than others.
I really don't care about words of affirmation.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
You fucking do. But your words of affirmation are different.
From who?
When you go, hey, dad, is the food good? That's a word of affirmation, you dumbass.
That's not words of affirmation.
Yes, it is. It's a variation of it.
No, that's not words of affirmation at all.
It is, because you're tied to that thing.
No, so, I'm trying to help him find the truth. I didn't even make it. I'm just like, hey, do you like this?
Nuh-uh.
If he likes it, then I'll get him more of it. If he doesn't, then we won't do that again.
That felt like it escalated really fast, but it... Trust me, there's no...
That's not words of affirmation at all. I don't think you understand what that means.
Okay, then what's words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation is like, oh, you're so beautiful. Or,
no,
oh,
it's so smart. No, it's what you receive from that, right? So it's a version of them telling you that you did a good job, or that whatever decisions you're making are good ones.
No, but I didn't even make half of the...
Or that you're whatever.
I'm just taking them to places. Do you like this place? And he goes, no. Okay, we won't come
here
again.
Do you joke around every time I go, why do you have to ask if you know what he's going to say?
Because it's so rare, and that since he just moved here, I want to find his, like, repeatables. Like, okay, cool. Then,
because we always joke around, and I'm like, daddy issues, and you're like, yeah, I just want him to love me. So I'm like, oh, okay, I get
because
it.
Because we're joking around. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, that was very confusing then.
I really don't care about words of affirmation.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but you always tell me that you're always like, do a good job when you're trying to be cute.
I'm just being cuny with you, but I really don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Good for you. Then why do you ask that then? That's such a waste of interaction.
Because I'm being cute with you.
But I don't even think it's cute.
Oh, then I won't say anymore.
But what makes you think it's cute?
Because it makes me... Okay, because... Can I speak honestly?
Of course.
I'm going to speak frankly and honestly, okay?
When do you ever not?
When I'm messing around with you. Okay. Then I'm just saying bullshit just to have fun.
Okay.
I think I'm so secure with myself that I know where I stand on things, that I don't give a fuck what anyone else has to say about
me?
It. Yeah, because if
you... Good for you. That was a fucking test.
Because if you don't see things the way I see it, you're tripping. Dumb. You're tripping. Right?
To a certain extent, so, right? Because you don't... You sound fucking rigid.
So because of that, I'm making myself more vulnerable in a smaller place just so I can be cute and have fun with you.
So you could be down with us fucking peasants and feel what we feel?
No, with you. I could be Little Spoon with you.
But I don't like Little Spoon. I've told you already.
Then I'm not going to ask you shit ever again.
Here, bitch. We're going here tonight to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I've never asked for that. Like, I don't want that. What are you giving it to me for? Is that what you just think I wanted?
What?
I'm going to do a good job.
Well, you always want me to be vulnerable. So I'm like, okay, I'll be vulnerable.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So then what
But I'm ultimately playing and having a good time with you. That's all I'm ultimately doing.
But only you know that. Because I don't know that. I know that, like, it's... So I can only perceive things in my own way, right? So the way at least I've operated, or I've seen other people operate, is when there is an insecurity there, then you do try to mask it with other things, whether that's a joke or trying to be cute or vulnerable or whatever, right? Like, we're constantly masking things. So when you ask that in that fashion, I'm like, oh, shit, that might be like a sensitive point for him. So let me play along with that. You even acting all cutesy and like a little baby and stuff, that to me is also another thing that I'm going, oh, okay, there's something behind that. Like, did he not receive enough love?
Yeah, a fucking lead wall. That's what's behind it. I won't do it anymore. You know me. I'm so secure with myself. I don't give a fuck.
I do know that about you. Yeah, you don't give a fuck.
Like, so, like, let's say I created something, right? I think it's fucking dope. I don't need anyone to tell me that it's dope. I'm like, this is dope. And if you don't know that it's dope, you are tripping.
Yeah. There's this shirt going around. That I kind of want to buy because it's just so funny, but it's worn on a gram and it looks like it was edited afterwards, but it's like a little picture, right? And it's saying like, so I hear you don't want to be my friend. You should probably get tested for COVID because one of the first side effects is losing your taste, your sense of taste.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I like it.
Yeah, because for me, I'm not talking about, I'm so secure at my shit that's good and bad.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not dope at everything. There's a ton of shit that I suck at.
Yeah.
So the things.
A ton.
So the shit that I suck at.
Like a lot.
I don't need people to fucking tell me, oh, you could do better or whatever. Yeah. I'm so secure that I'm like, I know I fucking suck. Just like how I feel about the things I suck at is the same I feel about the things that I'm good at. No one has to say shit to me. It is crystal clear where I'm at with this thing. And if I suck, you think I'm good, you're still tripping. If I'm dope and you think I suck, you're tripping still too.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah, so that's why, because of that, words of affirmation does nothing for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the other ones? What about?
Probably even to this point, I'll show you how crazy it is. Let's say I start doing stand-up again, right? I do a 30-minute set. I come off stage. Dave Chappelle's like that. My heart immediately goes into two. One heart goes, I know, motherfucker. The other one goes, oh my God, my childhood hero thought it was dope. But that's how secure it is. You know, like this side isn't even about, it's not even about the affirming of my skill or the affirming about my action. It's just that he saw me. That's I'm in his vision, line of sight. That's it. Mm. Like that's the notice me, senpai. Like that's that. It has nothing to do with affirmation. It's that. The words of affirmation part is like, no shit, motherfucker. You just saw that now? Like that.
So then, okay, let me ask you a question then. So what makes you ask that? Like, did I do a good job? Because it's so specific.
I'm just being cute with you. That's it.
I know, but it's so specific. Like, what do you... Because we ask... We... Or maybe we don't, but... We do things to... elicit a reaction, right?
I don't know what the reaction. I'm just being cute with you. Oh. It's like, you know, when we've had two German Shepherds now. Two aggressive ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Three in total, two aggressive ones. Outwardly, right, all flexed chest and everything. And you go, come here. And the ears goes down. And then like this little
but we button, know why they're doing that.
And his butt wiggles and he comes all small.
But it's
and
not cuteness. It's not trying to be cute. We think it's cute, but they're not trying to be cute. They just know who the alpha is.
No, I think he's trying to be cute.
No, of course he's not trying to be cute.
Well, that's me being cute. And I see it as cute. When I see Tyson or Meatloaf coming to me like
that. Of course it's cute. We see it as cute.
I think it's cute.
But they're not going, it's time to be cute. They're just going, it's time to be submissive because that's the fucking top dog. That's the boss.
But I don't even call, I don't even have to go, hey.
It's you don't have to.
Come here, Meatloaf. He's like.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting way to just be cute though. Okay. Then maybe I read way too much into it.
For sure.
So then, okay. Another question.
Mm-hmm.
I always learned so much about you on this shit. Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, Bart, for sure. I know everything about him. And then you see shit like, Chappelle, no shit, motherfucker.
I'm not normal. That's why.
You're not normal. What are you looking at? Oh, is that you just you thinking?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Isn't that interesting that we look away when we're thinking?
Because I was thinking about, like, I remember, yeah, even when I was, like, in second grade and I would, like, get 100% on a test or something. And teacher's like, good job. I'm like, I know.
So
I don't even be in my mind. I'm like, that's all you recognized? I'm like, you didn't even recognize that not only did I get 100, I was the first one to turn it into. I'm like, it's not just
you
accuracy.
Those headphones is fucking
I'm like,
funny.
It's not just accuracy, it's also speed.
Oh my God. I have a little bit of that, but I'm still very humble.
I'm humble too. I don't say shit. I go, oh, thank you. That's what I say. But my inner thoughts.
You fucking fake bitch.
Yeah, my inner thoughts. Well, I don't want to be fucking rude.
Just kidding. No, it is a sense of security. Okay. All this name calling and shit.
Same
I'm
thing.
Fucking around.
If I got 50%, like an F, right? They go, what is this? In my mind, I'm like, fuck, I fucking know, dude. I fucked up. should have studied. What the fuck is this? This is completely unacceptable.
Right.
Or if the teacher's like, you know what? You could try better next time. I'm like, motherfucker, I could have tried better this time. Don't fucking try to make me feel better, motherfucker. You know, that's how I feel.
Fine. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So then what is, okay, before I ask that one, why do you feel like, because you're so secure with yourself, and this might not even be the best question to ask. I just don't know what else. But what to you then does a relationship mean? A romantic relationship.
What do you mean?
So a lot of people, right? They look to romantic partners because they need them to complete them, right? Like, I just need this person to complete me. Or I just don't want to be alone. There's so many reasons why people get in a relationship. And those tend to be like the popular ones, right? Or because I have to, or I don't know, I just want to be with this person. Or I don't know. It always feels like there's this thing that's missing that they're trying to fill, right? Or they're just trying to keep up with the Joneses. And it's like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get married or whatever. Or I'm supposed to be in a relationship.
What up, guys? This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Do you guys know the benefits of being clean shaven and bushless? So no bullshit, right? I literally just got back into Vegas today. And when I was traveling, I forgot to bring my Manscaped trimmer. And I've been gone for like 2 weeks. And my bush goes bananas. It starts growing like crazy. And I haven't trimmed it in over 2 weeks. And I got a rough reminder of what I don't like about it. So one, I train my ass off every day. Two, it's summer right now. Three, it's humid in LA and in many other places. So I'm sweating my ass off while I'm working out. All this sweat is just dripping down past my waistband, collecting into my pubes. So my pubes ends up staying wet like the whole day because I go straight to work from there. And then I think over time, all those salts or whatever the heck is going on down there, it gets all itchy, feels uncomfortable. On top of that, I think I'm dealing with some like pubic eczema or something. And so I have to put on these creams or else it itches like crazy. And I'm like scratching my nuts in public, which is something I don't want to do. But if you're not clean shaven, it's like imagine trying to put lotion on your hair to get to your scalp. It just looks like you're styling your pubes down there. So right after this ad read, no bullshit, I'm going to go shave my pubes with the Manscaped, and especially with the Lawnmower 4.0 because it has advanced skin-safe technology. It has ceramic blades, so you get very little nicks. And it has an LED light, which I like because when you go under the nuts, sometimes you can nick yourself because you can't see what's going on. So it has all this dope technology that makes cutting your pubes a breeze. And I've been using them for, I think, probably since we started getting sponsored. So over 5 years now. So if you want to have clean nuts, go check it out. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GETCLOSE at manscaped.com. Make sure you go to manscaped.com, use the code GETCLOSE to get 20% off and be clean shaven and get all the benefits of a bush-free yard.
For you, who seems that, or at least from my perception, it seems like you don't need anyone. What's the point of you being in a relationship?
I'm peanut butter, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm complete by myself.
Peanut butter, motherfucker.
But with jelly, now you got fireworks.
Yeah.
So that's how I see it.
That's so dope.
I don't need nobody to complete me. I'm fucking peanut butter.
Can we be that for Halloween?
Peanut butter and jelly? Yeah.
And Tyke is a big ass loaf of bread.
In the middle. We're on the outside of the. Oh, come on. Oh, that's sticky to hold on. That's why they don't make it like that.
I like when you get an idea because you're like, oh.
I'm like, why don't they make peanut butter like that? But I'm like, oh, because it's sticky to hold. It's easier to hold the bread. Yeah, that's how I feel. I don't view it as like, I need someone to complete me. Because I think if you're not complete yourself, you're going to get yourself in a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Because you're putting the responsibility of your own 100% on someone else.
I'm peanut butter, motherfucker. I love it.
You know?
Yeah. No, I do know, because I never knew that that's what it was for me. Because for me, the idea of love was pitched to me that way, right? Someone that's going to rescue you from like Disney movies. Or the damsel in distress and like, oh, I love you. Or you fall in love because it's like, oh, you complete me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why for me, the idea of love, I'm like, that ain't for me, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty solid by myself.
Yeah.
So that's why I was convinced that love doesn't exist. I'm never going to fall in love. I'm just going to find someone that I'm compatible with. And we'll eventually fall into some type of love. Because now we have like loyalty to each other, duty to each other, like all that shit, right? Because of the same thing where I'm like, I don't need you.
And that's why it was so easy for me to cut girls out of my life. You know the famous story of like me and studying with the chick, and then she would go.
Let's say it again, just for shits and giggles.
So yeah, back in college, I had a study partner, and we were studying together. And in the middle of it, I think we really hit it off. Like we had like a really good conversation, and then I was like, "Hey, you want to go to the beach?" Because I think it was like summer. It was like one of those summer classes, and then she's like, "Yeah." So and this is like in the talking phase, like super early, like probably flirting. About to be like dating phase. Oh. So we go to the beach, and then I'm teaching her how to boogie board, and like, we had like a really, really good time. And then we hung out on the beach, and then we went to go eat or whatever after, right? And then afterwards, on my way back, I was like, oh, fuck, this bitch got distracted. We were in the middle of studying, and I just said, you want to go to the beach? And guess what she said? Yes. Did we finish the book? Nope. I'm like, you're incomplete, bitch. And then so I cut her off, you know?
You have some really good one-liners today.
So for me...
You're incomplete, bitch.
So for me, I've been looking for that complete person. Like, I've always... I'm like, I'm peanut butter.
Where's
so,
my jelly?
So I'm not looking for no raw ingredients where you're still missing strawberries or some shit. I'm like, I need someone that already comes packaged in a fucking glass jar. You got the strawberries, you got the sugar, you got the whatever the fucks, all in there. I don't want to be dealing with nobody's raw ingredients going, oh, I just need a peanut butter in my life. Cause then my ass is gonna be so sticky, you're gonna be stuck to me the whole time, and I can't do my own thing either, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. So I was like, that's what was so easy. Like, you know, people make fun of me for it because then I'll like date a girl for a week or like I'll go pretty good for like 3 months and then I just cut them out and I'm like, oh.
That's
bitch.
So cool that you knew that so early on, though. Whereas for me, I saw so much potential in my partners that I was like, not that I'm going to change them. I've never thought, like, I've never wanted to be the girl to change anyone. But it was more like, I know the fucking way to do shit. Like, I have the tenacity to get shit done. I have my eye on the prize. I know where the fuck I'm going. I see your potential. I want us both to hit our potentials. Let's go. You know, and then it got to the point where I'm like, oh, God, I feel like I want you to do better more than you want to do better. But that was after like fucking a year, 2, 3 years and me going, oh, fuck. I wish I had that more where I'm like, nah, man, I'm jelly and you some raw ass peanut butter ingredients.
Because I think
I wasted so many years, but I'm not going to call them wasted because they weren't wasted.
Yeah, it's learning.
Yeah.
I think ironically, one of the benefits of having divorced parents was because of that. So like my mom, she raised me, right? And seeing such a strong woman operate, like this little 5 foot, 90 pound Asian lady raised me starting when I was 6, take me to Kung Fu, sign me up for Chinese school, me getting into all the trouble that I did, I would see her come to the school, go to the district office, like do all of that. And also sell her house when I went up in value, got a new house, see her work up the ranks.
Male mentors
taught me how to surf, would have like her coworkers help me with homework and stuff. Like just seeing what is capable out of a female, I think that has always been like subconsciously, I'm like.
Of course, you can't get beneath that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, damn. Like this, like she doesn't need nobody. So that's what I always saw. So I think that's why when I was looking for partners, I'm like, if you're a need somebody bitch, then you're not what I need, you know?
Get out of here, you incomplete bitch.
Yeah, like if you, I need someone that also don't need nobody.
Yeah.
And because I had my mom.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that was like one of the pros.
Isn't that crazy how like, I love these when I always say, ain't that crazy? I think I'm my biggest fan sometimes.
That's skinny. You should be.
But isn't it crazy? Like your mom shaped who you want to be with. And my mom shaped parts of what I never wanted to be with. Or I never wanted to be like.
I think it goes both ways.
And I love my mom, by the way, and she's a fucking badass.
I think it goes both ways. So on the same token that my mom is so independent and so like self-sufficient, the other side is, at least from my dad's point of view, she's extremely rigid because of that. And because she's rigid, she doesn't know how to be collaborative. Because that's what I'm trying to achieve, you know? Like peanut butter and jelly, they're self-sustaining, but they're collaborative still.
Mm.
So they come together to make a bigger thing. And so I think...
1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah. So because of that, I also saw that from my mom. Because my dad will like, you know, always remind me growing up, she'd be like, has your mom ever said, I'm sorry for anything? And I'm like, damn. I don't think she ever has, because it's always only her way. And so that was also something kind of like your mom, where I'm like, I never want to be like that. Like, I like these independent, strong parts, but I also never want to be someone that doesn't bend.
You're very bendy.
Yeah. I want to be able to
when it counts.
You got to be strong, but you still got to be able to bend, you know?
Yeah. Got to be like bamboo.
That's why it's there.
Is that why you have it?
Yeah, that's why it's there.
That's funny. Yeah. Interesting. I love that. Yeah, I just learned that about myself right now, where I'm like, that's probably why I called it I never believed in love. Because it was always pitched to me, or at least I would hear it that way. Not that they were always saying it that way.
Because your conception of love was like two incomplete people coming together.
Yeah, and like this person completes you. And now like you can't live without this person and stuff, because now you're just lost.
I do think the person benefits you. And I think they help you evolve.
Absolutely. I mean, they should.
But I don't think they should complete you.
They should, right? They should help you evolve. They should push you to be your best. And I don't want to say push, because that sounds like they're doing a lot of work. But they should definitely be encouraging.
Yeah.
And you should always feel like you're growing with this person. And you're allowed to grow even if they can't grow.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be times where, you know, I might be stuck with some shit and I'm trying to deal with it. And you're growing and succeeding and doing stuff, and I might be at my worst, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, it should be okay for me to still root for you and like be encouraging, and like, instead of pulling you down and being like, no, I'm miserable, be miserable with me. But yeah, I never really saw it like that, literally until right now, that I'm like, because how many times I fuck around a lot. And we do speak so crass to each other because we're just that secure in our relationship and in ourselves that we can be like, fuck you, bitch, or whatever. And we know that there's no malintent or like any passive aggressiveness attached to it. That like, I will tell you, and I do fuck around with you, where I'm like, you know, if you were to die, I don't really like, okay, wait, that sounds really fucked up. I don't say it like that, but I'm like, what do I really need you for? You know?
That sounds better.
Well, the other way was... but I'm getting at what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't be a sensitive ass bitch when I say that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, it's my fucked up, dysfunctional way of saying, hey, you got with a really good partner because I can handle my own shit.
Yeah, you're just saying.
And I can handle your shit if I need
jelly.
To.
Yeah, you're just saying you're jelly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How cute. I'm going to make you some shirts, peanut butter and jelly. Well, you're the peanut butter, I'm the jelly. Fucking love that. But yeah, damn, that like really opened up my eyes. And I love that. How do you think you got that?
Got what?
Where you're like, I'm complete, motherfucker.
Just from watching my mom operate and just seeing how like this little chick in a different country doesn't speak the language. You know, the house that my mom lives in now?
Yeah.
Like, that was a 2-bedroom house. And she got the whole thing completely remodeled. Didn't look like that. She added an extra bathroom, extra, like, she didn't do it herself. But for someone that has to like dig through the classifieds of newspapers to find contractors, find real estate agents. Like, I remember growing up, there's no like H&R Block or whatever. Like,
what's an H&R Block?
Like a tax people.
Oh.
Like, my mom's like accountant would come over that one time a year, and my mom literally has a stack of receipts like that to do taxes.
He would, you know, come over?
Yeah, he would come over, and then she's like highlighting shit and doing all that. So like, just
she got him to come over. My mom would have to go to her tax guy.
Well, you know my mom. My mom got the fucking construction worker to fix the AC.
Right above her desk.
Yeah, so so just seeing how she operated, made me go, wow, like, people are actually really capable. So one, that's, I think, subconsciously what I started looking for. So anytime like we went out with like you know how like it's really common for like a guy group to kind of have like a sister girl group for some reason. Like, it's just like, oh, they're like the go-to group, whether they date or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would just go out and do things. And then the ones that are like, like that, like, I just never, it was an immediate turnoff. Like, let's say we're all walking to set up a bonfire, right? And then the ones that like couldn't like carry a chair or something, I was just like, what the fuck? What do you mean you can't carry a fucking chair? It's just like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Some guys love that shit.
Some guys love
it. Like, oh, my little princess. Yeah, no.
Maybe it works for them. Yeah. But for me, I was like, wait, what? I'm like, dude, you're supposed, because like for me, I'm like, I'm looking for a queen for my Winterfell, you know, for my kingdom. And I'm like, a queen better learn how to carry a chair if shit happens, you know? So I'm like, I need a Cersei Lannister, someone that's like, if you're gone, I run this shit too. And I've had that even as small as like in high school. But I also knew then to attract someone like that, I need to be what this person would be attracted to. So I have to be complete, because complete people aren't attracted to incomplete people. You know?
Damn, you thought so deeply, man.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was, I mean, one, I didn't think it was a complete incomplete type of thing. For me, it was just like, I have goals and aspirations and visions of who I want to be as a person.
Yeah.
And the vision of myself was a very capable, fuck you attitude. I'm going to do it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So because I had that vision for myself, I literally thought everyone else did too. I was like, what do you mean you don't have that for yourself? Like, what do you mean you don't want to be like a fucking badass? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, I would just.
Like, just stops there?
Like, you see it. So I don't know, maybe I'm just take away more at the time from what everyone's looking at. Like, even in the movies, right? The star cheerleader who does 10,000 backflips is going to be with the star quarterback, because he's equally athletic in his own endeavors.
Yeah.
So there's that mutual like admiration, right? Like, the star volleyball player is most likely not going to be attracted to the star couch potato. And more so than taste, it's just even their lifestyles aren't going to have them cross.
Yeah.
You know, the star volleyball player is more often than not sharing the same court as the basketball team. So that's probably why they're even in the same proxemics as each other. So she's probably going to date the star basketball player or whatever, True. You know. So it's just, that's what I just started noticing. I just noticed at a young age that like attracts like. And not only that, in terms of like own personal preference, but just lifestyle attracts lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Why are there so many photographers that date models? Because they're just rubbing shoulders that way. It's just, it's not like a, you know, I wonder how that happened. That's so unusual. It's like, no, they're fucking working together, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so I just kind of just saw that at a young age, and I just realized, okay, cool. Then if I want,
Damn, you're a pattern picker-upper.
Yeah, like if I want to find more complete people, then I need to work myself up to the upper echelon of my own industry or my own whatever endeavors to find those complete people.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, even in the military, you see like that. Like, there's literally a code in the Uniformed Services of Military Justice. There's a code where there's like no fraternization. So even like the enlisted technically shouldn't be dating an officer, you know? There's just, so I just started to like, oh yeah, people mingle. There's certain places where people are supposed to mingle, and then they work together, and then those become your friends. Like, I totally got it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I guess I understood it. I just didn't put it in a pattern yet, growing up, right? Because then, like, when people were finding their significant other in places that they don't usually congregate at or that they don't usually like. So an example would be like at a club, right? And then that's not really part of their lifestyle, but they're going to a club to find a possible relationship. It's like, now you're saying that those are the things that you value, right? Like, if they're constantly partying or drinking or whatever, like, those are things that are coming back into the relationship. It says something about their personality. Then why would you go there? If you really want someone that's going to be a little bit more elevated or goal-oriented or whatever, then probably, I don't know, look for them at school when you're at school, or look for them, like, at a club. Like, start joining different clubs that, like, pertain to the things that you value in people, which would be like athleticism or like academics or book club or whatever, and like put yourself in that situation, because that's, or like in that club or in that vicinity, because that, like you said, like attracts like. That's, I've always been like, wait, why would you, if you're looking for a fucking wifey type, why would you go to a fucking strip club and try to find a wifey? Like, it can work, there are outliers, but it's fucking difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too. That's why I never really, I was like, okay, cool, I understand if we're just going to drink with the boys and like talk with chicks and flirt with chicks, but I knew I wasn't going to find my wife there.
Yeah.
You know, or like, it's possible, because I'm not saying like it's possible to roll.
It's very
roll possible. A 7 or 11, you know.
It's hard.
But there's fucking, I don't know, 20 other numbers that are going to arrive first before you hit that. So it is possible, but it's just the chances aren't likely, you know.
And then when you get there, there's a lot of vetting that has to happen.
Yeah.
Because now if you found that same chick, let's say you're into God like crazy, or like you're very religious, and you find that same chick at church, the vetting is like to get closer to her and see if she's the one, then it's all of a lot of that has gone away.
Yeah, like even I think when I was in pre-med, and because I was in my college days, I was still partying. And then, so like, maybe this is unique to me, but I like to like hold, I like to think about things hypothetically a lot, and like to run little experiments in my mind. So I would always go like, what's chances are more likely to find a cute girl in the pre-med program or to find a pre-med girl at the club, you know? So I'm like, if I'm looking for like a significant other that's like long-term, I'm like, that's a waste of time. Because there's, I don't know, 500 chicks here. The chances of finding one pre-med girl, I think it's going to be really tough. But if
she's,
I go,
she's probably studying, because she needs to be studying.
Yeah, but if I go to the, if I'm in my pre-med class, there might only be, I don't know, 50 chicks here. But the chances of one of them being cute or that I'm attracted to is so much higher, and I don't have to cut through so much noise. I could just go, oh, okay, cool. If I want to find someone with the same occupation, it's already here. Now I just got to find someone that we hit it off physically or spiritually or whatever, and humor wise and that always just made like way more sense to me.
Yeah, same. Yeah, 100%. So then what would you say, as someone that is very peanut butter, what would you say is your ideal relationship then, or even love style?
Love style, I think, like what we have right now.
What do we have? And it better be, motherfucker, you can't say anything else. This is a fucking trap question, dude.
Oh, thank you for trying to trap me. So I like to see things. Like, one of the things that actually turned me on about you is, you know, all the times where you go to LA with Taika by yourself. I'm like, that's hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not even a thing. Why is it so hot?
Just because, like, it's, I think it's like, I could so easily see both ways. Girls going, I'm not driving to LA by myself. I can hear that. And I could hear the other way. Dudes, insecure dudes. I'm not going to let my lady drive to LA by herself. Because that makes me sense weakness on both.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, so you're telling me if your lady was a like Secret Service or FBI agent, you wouldn't let her, and she's more capable than you, you wouldn't let her drive 4 hours by herself? That dude would probably, that's because he could cheat to the FBI agent. I'm like, yeah. Then that just means your lady right now is far, from being an FBI agent. She's really far from being complete, you know? So she has a lot of things she needs to work on. So that's, you know what I mean?
It's a, yeah.
So that's how, that's how I see it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, if, and because of that, when like, when we first started like figuring out an arrangement going to LA or Vegas or whatever, and then like, let's say I had to go to LA first or I have to come back or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll pick up Taika and I'll meet you there. I'm like, oh. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. So hot. Cause you know, I'm like, she's a bad bitch. She's a fucking bad bitch that can just, that like, the typical things in question aren't even in question. Cause I'm fucking capable. You know, like I'm capable of, number one, I could drive this fucking car. My fucking dainty woman hands aren't going to fall off my shoulders. You know, like I can, if this car breaks down, I'll know how to find a gas station. I can get directions. Like I'm not incapable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, because of that, I'm like, that's hot. Like every time I see independence out of you, it's hot. I'm like, that's fucking dope.
Do you think I'm fucking hot all the goddamn time, 24/7?
Majority of the time.
It's rare, okay?
At least every day you make me do something.
What? Like fucking wash your own dishes?
That's not hot.
When we have the rule of whoever gets out of the bed first makes the fucking bed.
It's not hot at all. No, I'm just kidding. All that stuff's fair. Yeah, so stuff like that I really enjoy because I think when there's two complete people, like our love style, when there's two complete people, because the joint things can be taken over by either or, it gives the individual's bandwidth to skyrocket and grow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like when I consider going to LA for a shoot or whatever, opportunity presents itself, I go, yes. Because I know this side is taken care of. I know when I go talk to you, I go, hey, babe, blah, blah, blah. You go, yeah, go ahead for sure. I'm like, oh, but I thought we were going to meet there. I'll drive. Like it's like that, right? So I just elevated my king status, yeah, right? Versus someone asked me, hey, this thing happened. Oh, you know what? I got to ask my wife. I got to see if my wife gives me permission, you know?
Yeah.
And then I go, hey, babe, I got to go to LA to do whatever. And then they're like, but who's going to take me? I'm going to be like by myself. It's so crazy. I'm going to fly by myself or drive by myself, you know? Then I'm like, oh, babe, but what about that? And then, so it makes it like a, it makes the ability to make king decisions very drawn out, slowed down. And then so that's why I don't like that codependency, because it brings both people down, you know. Yeah. Versus when I'm complete, you're complete, and we come together to make things better, I think we can both grow harder and
real hard,
you know. Let's grow, fucking grow, and then we can grow harder and be more.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I really love our love style.
Yeah. I think it's pretty rad.
And then, of course, it's like we're not everyone's like fucking conqueror like 24/7. So when it's cuny time in the middle of the bed, we're just both cuny, you know? We're both under the blankets, maybe a little cuny.
Yeah. We can't be Loba's boo today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. No, I love our relationship. I love where we're at. I love how far we've come. I love, it's such a unique relationship. It's one like I've never had before. And like, remember, like I had just broken up. I think I was like maybe a month or two like single, and I was still like fucking all mopey about it. Cause I'm like, honestly, I'm just like, man, I'm going to sound like you right now, but this is the most humble way I can say it, because I have so much self-love where I'm like, fuck, man, I'm so down on myself that I let this relationship take its toll on me like this, because I know I'm the shit. Like, fuck, man, I shouldn't have been in it this long. And that's why I was mopey. It wasn't like, oh, this relationship ended. It was more like, fuck, man, I can't believe I allowed myself to be in this situation.
And that's the healthiest way to look at it, because if you're not a fan of yourself, who else can be a fan of you?
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah, like, no one's going to be a fan of you.
Yeah, I think it's got to be, you're a fan of yourself first, not like have your own head up your own ass.
Yeah.
But you got to love yourself, be proud of yourself, and then other people can love you, because if I love you for what you're not, that's false love.
Yeah, you're getting tricked.
I need to love you for what you love about yourself. Then we match and we see eye to eye, you know, and the same thing with me. you love the things about me that I love about myself, we're matched. We see eye to eye. Yeah. And that's how we have a really healthy relationship. If you love things that I don't see in myself, that's already a huge insecurity. And that's already a rift in the beginning.
Well, and that's another personality, right?
Yeah.
It's like another person. And I just remember being so down about myself and going like, fuck, man. Like, I know I'm fucking dope. Like, why did I let this happen? And I remember, like, you and I, this is our trip, our snowboarding trip. We were just kind of like, I was just kind of like, not giving you my problems, but, you know, I think you felt like me being down, and I think you thought it was about, you didn't. You were actually listening to what I was saying. And, like, the fact that we were able to have such a open, vulnerable conversation, and it felt just, like, so elevated. It didn't feel like anyone was talking shit about anyone. It didn't feel like it. The ex wasn't even a thing, you know, like the ex wasn't even part of the conversation. It was more so like, dang, how do you think this got to here? And how do you think you handled that? Or how do you think, you know, it was like very deep questions. And I'm like, I remember telling you, like, man, Bart, like, you give me hope. You give me hope that one day I'm going to, like, if you exist, because you were such a homie in my eyes that I was like, if you exist, I know that there's people like you out there. Like, I'm like, I was never thinking, like, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
But I like your type of person. But you're already in my homie bucket. Like, you're already in my homie circle. So, like, there's no chance of romantic anything. But I'm like, man, you're tight, dude. If you exist, there's got to be other people like you. And lo and behold.
I remember when you said that, too.
Here we are.
You're in my homie bucket, too.
Yeah.
So I was like, yep, there's plenty of me out there. It must have been like a, you know, like the Dumb and Dumber moment where the bus pulls up. Would you guys happen to know who could rub lotion all over our bodies?
Yeah. Like,
well, you're in luck. Because if you go that way, there's a town full of people that rub lotion all over our bodies.
And then they go, oh, do you know what we just did? We're so stupid. Wait. The bus stops. He's so dumb. The town's that way. That's for sure us, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I do believe in the love languages, absolutely. But to a certain extent, I feel like we all possess all of it. And we all need to have a little bit of these things, these buckets filled, even though you're going to disagree. I feel like maybe it's just from my own perspective here. I feel like a lot of little, like, things getting filled up is good.
Mine really is just one thing.
What is it?
Quality time.
Really?
That's it.
What are the other ones?
So there's
acts of service.
Oh, quality time, acts of service. Those two.
You were so fucking convinced. You're like, nope, that's it. If I wouldn't have fucking asked more questions, you son of a bitch.
Fine, those two. None of the other ones.
No, keep going.
So there's words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service,
gift.
Gifts. And then physical touch. And
isn't there like two more?
I forgot, there could be more.
I think there's seven.
There's seven of them?
I think so.
Yeah, but those are the only two that I really care about.
Let me see. I got to look it up.
Okay.
Can't believe you, man. Let's see. What are they? Physical touch, communication. Oh, wait. Is there seven? I just made that up. Let me just put love languages. What are they? Oh, they're five. Sorry. I guess that is five. We got five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not physical touch?
No. I mean, it's nice, but it doesn't fill me up.
But so if we were to remove that completely.
Yeah. If we paint the extremes, no.
No.
What fills me up so much? So I'm painting the extremes, right? 100% of this, zero of this. Quality time. Let's say everything I like to do, you do with me. We go shooting. We go scuba diving.
But we never get to touch.
We go scuba. No, that's. If we go scuba diving, we go shooting, we go off-roading, go camping, do all the things that I like to do, that would fill me up so much that I wouldn't even need you to touch me.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, we're still having sex.
How?
Because physical touch is like oh.
You don't think your dick physically touches my fucking vag?
Spiritually, it does.
Okay, dude. Well, then, okay. Then maybe it's just me. But yeah, I feel like did I just fucking say what you just said in the beginning of this shit? That's literally
mine. That and then acts of service.
Yeah, so.
Like when I come home, right? And then you make such a huge effort to make the house clean and all that stuff. Like I feel filled with love too. I'm like, man, she cared about me so much that she did all this
for me. That's so cute that you think I did it for you. Because you know me. Like my mental space has so much shit going on that if my physical space has so much shit going on, I'm like, holy fuck, I can't function in this space. Yeah. So I literally do it for myself. And you just so happen to benefit. And I know that it makes you comfortable too. But the bigger one is me.
Yeah. Then that's a double whammy. That's cuny. It helps out.
That's cuny, my little peanut butter.
Yeah.
Well, then damn. Okay. Then I do need a little bit of the other ones. But if I had to say my biggest one... I think I'm between words of affirmation and an acts of service. What?
No, because I'm looking at the chart and all of them are maxed out.
I don't give a fuck about gifts.
Oh, yeah, true. Gifts you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about gifts. Yeah. What are the ones? Physical touch, I don't really care about that either.
No, you don't care about that.
You see? Fine. So that's already two gone. Oh, okay, what's the other one?
Words of affirmation for sure.
That's me. Acts of service.
Acts of service, quality time.
I don't give a fuck about quality time.
You don't care if I'm around you? Because every time I'm gone, you miss me so much.
Is that quality time?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then I'm three. Three out of five. That's not bad.
Yeah, if I lived the stand-up comedian schedule, you wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like that. That would kill you. I think I would. It would kill me.
Yeah, that's.
I'd be like, all right, I guess I'm going to be working remotely now. I'm going to be on your schedule.
Yeah, so for sure quality time. Because if I'm gone every single weekend for every single
week. Yeah, I'm going to be with you.
Like Tom Segura saying he checked into 400 hotels a year.
Yeah, guess what? So have I.
Fuck, that's crazy. Yeah, so quality time for sure.
Yeah, so have I. Am I words of affirmation that heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
All right, well then fuck, I'm words of affirmation. Acts of service, I think, okay, well then, yeah, I'm that too.
See?
Three out of the five.
At least three bars are like, whoosh, 100%. Da, da, da,
da. Okay, well then, fuck, I eat my words. There we go. Well then, damn. I learned a lot, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, my little peanut butter. It's fucking cute.
A big cuny.
All right, well, on that note, if you've made it this far, I hope you haven't puked too much from all this fucking cuteness. But man, we can't hold it in. We fucking love each other and we're partners for life. And no matter how dumb you look with those headphones, I still think you're the sexiest person ever.
Thank you.
All right, Cuny Pie. And you too, Cuny Pies listening. Love you guys as well. And I hope you got some good little insight and gems from this that you can take away and add to all of your relationships. But until next time, we'll talk soon. See you guys soon. Bye.